I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. Life's most important lessons come our way from so many sources and directions, often when we least expect them. Some of the lessons we learn are predictable, say when we park ourselves in lecture hall seats. Others are much more spontaneous and unanticipated, often in delightful ways. The chance encounter with a sage seatmate on an airplane flight who shares what she's learned about aging gracefully. The person standing behind us in the supermarket checkout lane who waxes philosophically about life's enduring riddles. Or perhaps the daily lessons our beloved pets teach us about what it means to love and be loved. The poet Mary Oliver offers us lessons about living a life. Pay attention, be astonished, tell about it. Darlene True Crist tells us what she's learned about paying attention.
Sometimes our greatest teachers are not those who stand in front of us in a classroom, nor are they our parents who try to guide us on how to live our lives in meaningful ways. Lately, I've come to believe we also learn very much from unexpected teachers, like our pets. My pugnacious pug Coriander is a case in point. Coriander was a pug with personality. She was always happy or opinionated. There was absolutely no middle ground. I learned a great deal from Cori during our 12 years together. Things like loyalty. Once a person proved his or her worthiness, Cori's loyalty was unwavering. Even when that person screwed things up by being human. Cori forgave, then forgot. She realized that tomorrow promised another day, even for us imperfect human beings. Cori showed me daily that love is a gift, and a temporary one at best. Whether it was a lick on my face, a head in my lap, a welcoming bark, she taught me not to hold back and to show love to those I love. Cori reminded me to live in the moment. Her joy in the here and now was palpable and contagious. Whether it was a walk in the rain, romp through the snow, or basking in the sunlight, she taught me to seize each and every moment. Cori also demonstrated the value of trusting one's gut. I learned from her that if someone or something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. She made me understand that instincts are real and should be honored. Cori also enlightened me about the joy of eating. She literally danced in excitement when her food dish was presented, circling once or twice and then barking if it took too long for me to put it down. I now do my very best to eat with as much gusto and enthusiasm as she did. And Cori also taught me the simplicity of unconditional love. She loved me fully, completely every day of her life, regardless of my mood, my unworthiness, or my inability to love her unconditionally in return. Cori's life and mine was a daily gift. I learned many lessons through her example and try to carry them on today. Thank you, my dear, sweet Cori, for being one of those unexpected teachers. You've made me a better human through your wise, subtle, but persistent canine teachings.
Darlene True Crist comes to us from Providence, where she runs her own firm, Crist Communications. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.